sins of all our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What a splendid delight it was to me when I realized that the phrase that holds both of our Bible passages together is verse 12 of our epistle. For now we see as through a glass darkly. It is one of my favorite authorized version renderings. But I should not really be so delighted because, of course, our failure as followers of Jesus to see his way clearly is nothing to delight over. It's not just us or the famously fallible Corinthian church who cannot always see things clearly. In our gospel passage, Jesus' very closest followers do not understand what he's saying to them. Let's look more closely. Our gospel account today begins with Jesus deliberately breaking away from the crowd that accompanied him wherever he went. He takes his 12 closest companions with him, those who had been with him, who had lived and learnt and ministered alongside him for 3 years, because he has a special message he wants to share just with them. Jesus tells them that this time, when they go up to Jerusalem, he will be arrested, tortured, and killed, but also that he will rise from the dead. We are told that the disciples understood nothing of what he said to them. That's not so surprising. The Gospels are constantly telling us that the disciples misunderstood or failed to see one thing or another. But this time it seems their failure to understand wasn't really their fault. Because in fact, what Jesus said was hidden from them. That doesn't seem to make sense. How can Jesus make a special point of telling them something important, but then his Father hide the true meaning from them? Maybe it was actually impossible for the disciples to understand then. Jesus' words were shocking, horrifying, frankly incomprehensible. It's quite a natural response to shut that kind of information out. It reminds me of the cry of the new mother who turns to her more experienced friends and says, "Why didn't you warn me that childbirth would be like that?" "But we did," they reply. "You just didn't listen." When we are warned about things that are outside of our experience and outside of what we are hoping for, it can be hard to heed the warnings. But just because they couldn't understand then doesn't mean that Jesus' warning was wholly in vain. Later, we read of the disciples slowly coming to integrate what they've just lived through with the words that Jesus spoke to them before it had all happened. Now they understood. Their earlier failure to see was because they weren't ready, because it wasn't the time. One of the most striking features of the New Testament is the change that occurs between the end of the Gospels and the start of the book of Acts. Where once it was all confusion and misunderstanding and that led the disciples to hide in fear, but once the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost, they preach boldly and openly and with authority about the death and resurrection of Jesus and what it means for us all. I wonder if, like me, you've experienced life in a similar way, that what has felt confusing and possibly random as you went through it, when you look back, you can see God's hand at work. What seemed incomprehensible at the time now falls into place. I felt this most profoundly in my journey towards ordination. I have lived my whole adult life trying to understand God's will for my life, to live faithfully as a Christian, far from perfectly, not always consistently, but with sincerity. In my own way, much like the disciples. But as I travelled through the ups and downs of my life, I struggled to make sense of it all. I felt more pushed and pulled by events and was not at all sure that things were working out as they should. It was in one of those times of confusion when I was living in New York that God revealed to me that the rather disparate and at times difficult life experiences I had had as an adult were actually the ideal preparation I needed for my calling into pastoral ministry in the church. I couldn't see it before because it wasn't time. But both when I could see clearly and when I was struggling with my focus, God had been with me all the time. Our reading from 1 Corinthians speaks of the struggle and the challenge of living the Christian life, a struggle experienced by the disciples before them and by us since. Like the disciples, we can struggle to understand the future or even the present. But we end where we started, with the promise that all that confuses and confounds and perplexes us now will become clear, and that we can look forward with hope to that time because we can trust the one who will make all things clear. Because really the best part of verse 13 is not the glass darkly, but it's the also as I have been fully known. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as also I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Amen.